While trade disputes between the U.S. and China have dominated recent headlines, there's one Virginia company, Smithfield Foods, that's exporting more product than ever to the world's second-largest economy, as we'll hear now from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
The story's by Gordon Rago, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk. Exports from the port last year were down a little bit, 1.2%, but they had more pork come out of the ports than they can actually handle. According to people in the industry there, they ran out of freezer space entirely. That's because Smithfield ships frozen pork to China. China had a recent swine flu that made it destroy 40% of its pig population.
Smithfield, which is Chinese-owned, doesn't make this kind of information public. But David, there are people who keep tabs on what moves through Virginia ports, and it's a fairly simple matter for them to sort out what's going on.
The pilot quoted an analyst saying that 38.8 million pounds of pork came through the ports in Virginia between June and September. The newspaper figured out if the average pig weighed 230 pounds, that translates roughly to 168,000 pigs during that four-month period.
China is the world's largest consumer of pork, and the demand is such that all this is happening despite a hefty tariff.
Their estimates say that the exports would double if not for that tariff. But still, Smithfield was, according to this report, going full guns. They just ran out of capacity to store this before it shipped.
Parents who tell their kids to stop wasting time playing video games may not realize that a 16-year-old took home $3 million last year for winning the Fortnite World Cup. David, the fact is video games are getting more respect these days, and that includes recognition by the Virginia High School League.
Right, the story's by Joey LaMonaco, a reporter with the Freelance Star in the Fredericksburg area. And it's about kids at Colonial Forge High School who are participating in an esports league. This year is the first year that the Virginia High School League has offered esports as a certified sport. There's 37 schools that are participating. Colonial Forge is one of them.
One of the members of the Colonial Forge team, his name is Tim Tran, says that in the past 5 months, he's earned $20,000 playing in free online tournaments.
Right, he considers this his profession. He says, I'm making a lot more money than I could in any other job. The coach, Jimmy Mulroney, said that, you know, in 20 years, he expects coaches of really good teams, they're going to go into high schools and recruit kids for these leagues to draw them out of their schools to go play for other schools or college. A lot of people aren't familiar with these sports, but there's some statistics show that's bigger than the following for the National Football League.
High school competition in Virginia, by the way, does not include first-person shooter games. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.